Nolte, Trump job approval rating surges to highest point of presidency. By John Nolte on March 26, 2020. President Trump's job approval numbers are surging to the best figures of his 3.5-year-old presidency. According to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Trump's approval rating sits at a very healthy 47%, beating his previous record of 46% by a full point. What's more, Trump's disapproval rating dipped to 49.5%, his best showing since February of 2017, the month after he assumed the presidency. In fact, this is the first time his disapproval rating has been below 50% since February of 2017. Here's some context. 10 days ago, Trump's average approval rating was 3 points lower at 44%, while his disapproval rating was 3.5 points higher at 53%. In just a little over a week, Trump's numbers have improved by a net 6.5 points. This, of course, is due to the president's handling of the medical and financial crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic. On that specific front, the most recent polling shows that either a plurality or an outright majority approve of the job he is doing handling this crisis. A recent Gallup poll showed a 60% approval rating. There are six obvious reasons for this. Trump's early travel ban, January 31st, looks smarter by the day, and the fact he imposed these bans while the media and China Joe Biden smeared him as a racist proves it was a real act of leadership on his part. The European Union waited until about 2 weeks ago to institute travel bans, and look at what's happening to them. Trump likely stopped somewhere around 500,000 travelers from epidemic areas from seeding into our country. Trump's daily press briefings allow him to go over the heads of the fake news and communicate directly with the American people. Millions and millions are tuning in. This is especially true now that he's moved the briefings to prime time. And this is why the media are now eager to blacklist these briefings. And a number of far-left outlets, like CNN and NBC News, have already begun to do so. Trump's shown some truly dynamic, outside-the-box thinking in handling these dual crises, especially his leadership in slashing red tape, cutting regulations, and involving the private sector. This is a president who just wants to get things done, and things are getting done. Trump's daily briefings involve impressive experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Brix. The media are desperate to pit both against Trump. And sometimes they do contradict him a bit, but I think the public appreciate that. Appreciate a president willing to have what amounts to a public debate about what to do when you have medical and economic media both hurtling towards the country. That tension is healthy and allows the public to make up their own minds. Trump is working well with Democrats, like Governors Newsom of California and Cuomo of New York, which is crucial because those two states are major hotspots. He also worked with Democrats in the U.S. Senate to pass this $2 trillion stimulus. People want to see that kind of cooperation now. The media are just awful, and Trump handles their awfulness with such skill, and that skill gives the public confidence in his competence. This is not a president who can be caught off guard, who doesn't know his own mind, who doesn't have the answers. That is exactly what you want to see in a leader during a crisis. The media have become the perfect foil for Trump, and that fact is obviously driving them crazy, which is why they are asking questions as stupid as, how many deaths are acceptable? Bottom line, the president is doing a good job and the people see it. Added, poll shows public approves of everyone's handling of coronavirus, except the media. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.